and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe, and from South Africa we hear from Father Evans Zulu. Originally from Zambia, Father Evans lives in Pietermaritzburg, a member of the Emma Patewan Priory. His preaching today is entitled, What is the Kingdom of God?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and fed you, or thirsty and gave you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you? And the king will say to them in reply, Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of the least brothers of mine, you did for me. Then he will say to those on his left, Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill, and in prison, and you did not care for me. Then they will answer and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or ill, or in prison, and did not minister to your needs? He will answer them, Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me. And these will go off to eternal punishment, and the righteous to eternal life. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the solemnity of Christ the King, the solemnity that closes our liturgical calendar, and after this, will enter into a new season, a new year in our liturgical calendar, the season of Advent or the season of waiting. Not so long ago, the world witnessed the crowning of two great kings. One is the descendant of the great King George, who is King Charles III of the United Kingdom. The other is the descendant of the great King Shaka of the Zulu people. And today we celebrate Christ the King. One thing kings have in common is the kingdom. For King Charles, it is the United Kingdom. For King Misuzulu Kazwelithini, it is the Zululand. And for Jesus, it is the kingdom of God. But what is the kingdom of God? This is what we'll talk about today. The kingdom of God is too rich a notion that it is even hard to put in words. The kingdom of God can be summed up as the world that God wants us to live in. It is the world God created for us. It is the world of grace, peace, opportunity, and shared love. In the Old Testament, the kingdom of God is care for the widow and the orphan. And in another place, God tells his people that what I want is mercy and not sacrifice. This was such a radical message for the group of people that depended on sacrifice. And in the New Testament, God incarnate again continues to tell us about the kingdom of God. And this we can find in the gospel text we just read about the last judgment. It talks about the sins against the kingdom of God. When Jesus spoke about the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven, he used parables and he compared it to a number of things. The kingdom of God can be compared to yeast which is mixed in a dough, which is a reminder that though we might not be able to see it, the kingdom of God is already in our midst. In the parable by Jesus, we quickly realize that Jesus did not come to establish a political sovereignty, but to show us the face of God. Jesus wants to bear witness to the truth of God's eternal and universal kingdom. In the parable of the last judgment, which we just heard, the sins against the kingdom of God is not so much sins that pops to mind when we think of God, but rather our blessed Lord wants to show us that care and love is of great importance. I was hungry, and you did not give me to eat. I was in prison, and you did not visit me. We are all called into the kingdom of God, where care and love extends beyond our church walls. It extends into our streets. It extends into our families and into our communities. It extends to those places where love and care is most needed. God's love and mercy are at the very heart of the kingdom of God. Amen.